We now bring to these microphones David James on this special edition of Prophecy Today, Christmas Around the World. And David, we want to be looking at Christmas as a very important holiday, and we're so near to Christmas. And since you've traveled to a lot of the countries of this world, it might be interesting as we have this discussion focusing on Christmas for our listeners, for us to discuss together, and they can eavesdrop on the conversation, not only the biblical aspects of Christmas, but also how Christmas is observed in some of the places where you've been this last year.
Well, that's true. I've been in quite a few countries, and there is quite a bit of difference as you look at Christmas around the world.
Christmas around the world is very, very different, and I know that from my travels. But David, you're a missionary in Hungary, so let's start with Hungary. 16 years you were there. Talk to us about the difference in Christmas in Hungary.
Well, first of all, there's a day called St. Nicholas Day, which is actually December 6th, and that's Feast of the Catholic Church for St. Nicholas. It's on that evening that St. Nicholas, or what we would refer to as Santa Claus, goes around to give a gift to children. Another thing is that Christmas is really a two-day holiday, the 25th and 26th. People usually stay at home on the 25th and then go visit relatives on the 26th. And another thing that's somewhat different is that, and it's changing some, but still a lot of families do this, and that is they don't put up the Christmas tree until the kids go to bed on Christmas Eve, and then waking up and seeing the decorated Christmas tree is actually part of the excitement on Christmas morning. So there are several differences.
Now, I'm not sure that's the wisest thing to do, as they do it there in Hungary. Man, you get the kids to put the tree up for you, and then you then you celebrate the putting together of the different trinkets on the tree. Well, you mentioned on a previous program, I think you've been in 10 different countries this last year. I want to talk about the differences, but first let's talk about those things that tend to have a common interest in as it relates to Christmas.
Well, there certainly is the fact that those who are truly born-again believers in Christ, they all focus on the biblical aspects of it. But beyond those things among believers, some of the traditions, and particularly outside of the United States, Christmas Eve tends to be as important or more important than Christmas Day. Many, many countries around the world, the Christmas Eve evening meal is the big meal, and that is where people get together and celebrate, have a special meal. Some countries, they still go out caroling, and most countries do, you know, they have the Christmas decorations and things like that. So there are common things, but the most important common thing is among true believers who focus on the birth of Christ.
Well, one of the things that the young family does is we all get together on Christmas Eve for that great big Christmas meal you're talking about. But we do focus before we have the meal. We spend some time in the Word of God. We understand actually how Christmas did play out according to the Bible. And then I have a drama that I play, a audio drama, giving us the details of Christmas. It's always a joy. So we kind of follow those traditions of some of the peoples around the world. Now, as it relates and connected to Christmas, what are some of the other different ideas or different ways outside of America that people celebrate Christmas and might even seem strange to us?
Well, one thing is, you know, I was in the Philippines. I've been to the Philippines many, many times, but this year I happened to be there in September, and actually, as you're driving down the road in the villages, they start displaying Christmas ornaments in September. I mean, the streets are lit up with people selling things for Christmas as early as September. In Europe, they celebrate Christmas for 2 or 3 days, not just the one that we tend to in America, even up to the full 12 days of Christmas that we remember, the 12 days of Christmas song, which goes from Christmas Day the 25th to actually January 6th. One other thing in Europe is St. Nicholas is accompanied by an evil, almost demonic character known as Krampus, who brings the bad little boys and girls sticks and pieces of coal. So those are some kind of strange things at times.
Yeah, some very interesting, different types of things happening. I like the idea of 3 days of Christmas, though. That sounds, or maybe 12 days. That sounds pretty good as well. Well, I know that you were just in India because we talked to you when you were there. And in India, they have a very small Christian minority. Is Christmas even allowed there as a holiday?
Well, it's not a national holiday, but Christianity tends to be concentrated in certain pockets or certain states within India. There's a small one in the west, there's one in the south, there's one pocket in the east. And in those places, state and local governments are allowed to have their own feasts, and so they will allow Christmas to be observed by Christians in those particular pockets, but nationwide it definitely would not be.
And what about Eastern Europe, the Ukraine and Bulgaria? We talked to you when you were on your way there to do some teaching. Don't they celebrate Christmas at a different time than in other parts of the world?
Well, actually, they do. Back in 1054, there was a split between the East and Western Church, and we hear about Eastern Orthodox. And those countries are Eastern Orthodox countries, and they actually follow what's called the Julian calendar. We follow the Gregorian calendar, and because of that, their equivalent of December 25th is actually January 7th. So they celebrate Christmas later than we do.
Worldwide, would you say that Christmas is more secular or more biblical in the way people think about it?
Well, I would say that it would be definitely hard to be more secularized and commercialized than it is here in the United States. During the 16 years that we were in Hungary, we saw it move from being primarily a biblical holiday, even though it's largely a Catholic country, still the focus was more on Christ. But over the 16 years that I was there, Hungary certainly became more secularized. And I think as time goes by, Christmas is, you know, even you and I look at Christmas here in the United States over the last 50 or 60 years, it has become much more secularized to the point that even schools Some schools won't even allow you to say the word Christmas. Even businesses sometimes won't. So it's definitely becoming more secularized.
I know that some Christians take a pretty strong stance against Christmas, saying that the accepted date of Christ's birth was changed to December the 25th, being a pagan holiday and connected to a special pagan type of. And they say there really isn't any emphasis on the birth of Jesus Christ as it relates to the Bible. What are your thoughts?
Well, one thing I would say that what people believe has to do with what they believe right now, and that is completely that Christmas is not a pagan holiday. So whether the birth of Christ was on actually December 25th or the 24th or the 23rd or in November or whatever date it is, we specify this time, and that is what we focus on, and I think it's the condition of the heart. But the other thing is, I don't think it's true that there isn't much emphasis on the birth of Jesus in the Bible. Matthew has a genealogy establishing who Jesus is as far as the King of Israel. Luke has a genealogy going back all the way to Adam, talks about the birth of Christ and all of these things. Plus, there are dozens of prophecies in the Old Testament that focus on the birth of Jesus. So I would say the Bible does focus on the coming of the Messiah.
And if you want to study those 168 verses in Matthew 1 and 2 and Luke 1 and 2, a great emphasis on the birth of Jesus Christ. And by the way, when I take a look at the book, you're going to find out that Christmas indeed was in the month of December. Now, the 25th is the date based upon Hanukkah and the Feast of Lights or the Feast of Dedication. We'll get to that when we take a look at the book right here on Prophecy Today as well. But indeed, what you said, David, I have to agree with. Whatever day of the week or year or month, it doesn't matter. It's celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And you mentioned a moment ago some fulfilled prophecies. Let's talk about a few of those most significant prophecies connected to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, which show that he alone must have been the promised Messiah.
Well, really, the very first prophecy in the Bible has to do with him. That's in Genesis 3:15, where it says that there will be an offspring of Eve who will actually bruise the head or kill the seed of the serpent. So the very first prophecy is about that. Then you have the virgin birth in Isaiah 7:14, which is confirmed in Matthew 1:23, that Jesus will be born of a virgin. In Isaiah, a couple of chapters later, in Isaiah 9, we read of the birth of the eternal king who will be God, where, you know, the famous verse that says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulder. His name will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and there will be no end to his kingdom." Genesis 49 says he's from the tribe of Judah. Jeremiah 23:5 says he will be a descendant of David. And even in Micah chapter 5, first couple of verses talk about the fact that he will be born in Bethlehem. And there was a book that came out just a few years ago that said the odds of one man fulfilling just 8 of 60 major prophecies concerning Jesus' birth is 1 in 100 quadrillion. That's like finding a silver dollar in silver dollars that are spread across the state of Texas 2 feet deep and finding one. That's the odds of one man fulfilling all these prophecies.
Wow. And indeed, dear friends, all you have to do is think about that. You have to recognize that one special man, Jesus Christ, born 2,000 years ago. But David, as we conclude our conversation, you know, we had to have Christmas in order for a second coming to be a reality, the possibility of future prophetic promises being fulfilled. If there was no Christmas, no first coming, we wouldn't have a second coming, would we?
That's right. And, you know, it's been estimated that for every prophecy about Christ's first coming, there are 8 prophecies concerning his second coming. That would include the rapture, his return to the earth, his 1,000-year kingdom on the earth. So if we celebrate Christmas, we better be ready for him to come again, because he could. And when that trumpet sounds, we better be ready. He's going to catch up those who are truly born-again believers to be with him forever.
And that trumpet could sound at any moment, even before this conversation's over. Well, David, a Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thank you so much. We look forward to the next couple of weeks when we'll talk about the year 2015 in the past and the forecast for the future in 2016. Thank you, buddy. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jimmy. Thank you.